This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. In collaboration with Aspen Journalism, Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been reporting on biodiversity in the Roaring Fork Valley. She's here to break down the details of research about local elk herds. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Zoe.
So you reported yesterday that a local nonprofit, the Watershed Biodiversity Initiative, is working on a two-year study meant to identify the best habitat for wildlife. Once those places have been identified, where does this research go?
Well, this study will help build a foundation that land managers throughout the valley can draw from as they make decisions about how to use our public lands. So that means agencies like the U.S. Forest Service and Pickens County Open Space and Trails are involved, as well as local groups that are invested in the ecology of our area, like the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies and the Aspen Global Change Institute.
This study focuses on large mammals like elk. We see elk all over the valley. Are they really at risk now?
So there are concerns that you wouldn't see from the side of the road. Researchers with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or CPW, look at the ratio of calves to adult cow elk in the early winter. It's called the calf-cow ratio, and it reveals a lot about the health of the herd. That number has been falling in our area for several decades.
So researchers are seeing fewer young calves.
Mm-hmm. And this is happening across the West. I spoke with a researcher at CPW who said, this is certainly a red flag. In Colorado, these numbers are not crashing, especially when compared to other Western states. And different herds in Colorado are faring better than others. Some of the worst declines, for example, are in the southern part of the state. And some herds are doing pretty well, like one near Steamboat. Our local herd, the avalanche herd, is sort of in the middle. We're seeing a sharper decline than some other areas, and researchers are looking to understand why.
Do they have any theories?
Yeah, I spoke with Julie Mao, who's a biologist at CPW, and she says that ecological conditions are likely to blame. In the past, researchers would always see a dip in how many calves survive during hard winters, but the elk herd would bounce back quickly. We haven't seen that bounce back since the last really cold, harsh winter in our area, which was 2007-08. And Mao says that in addition to climate change, the other factor that has changed since then is a major boom in recreation. There are a couple new studies in our area that just started this spring looking at how to minimize the impact of recreation on elk.
What is the focus of this new research on recreation?
Well, there are two studies that include local herds that are looking at the impacts of recreation on elk. And they're kind of looking at the collective impacts of different types of recreation that includes hunting, hiking, and biking. I spoke with Eric Bergman. He's a researcher at CPW who's heading up one of these studies. And he told me that basically we know humans have a negative impact on wildlife. This is why we already use things like seasonal closures that keep people out of the best elk habitat during the most sensitive times of the year. But he's hopeful that these studies will help us understand if those seasonal closures are working the way they should, or what we might be able to do to improve that balance of recreation and wildlife protection.
Okay, so how will CPW studies work? What's happening?
One study uses radio collars to track cow elk and their calves, and researchers will be able to watch their movement patterns and see how both the adult animals and their young survive and move. The other uses new technology with cameras that systematically take photos on set schedules and a computer model program that then analyzes how many animals are using the area. Those cameras are set up in Sky Mountain Park and Burnt Mountain in Snowmass, two areas that use seasonal closures. Researchers will be able to see how those closures are working, if they might need some tweaking to better serve the elk. It's a six-year study and one that Bergman says could be replicated in other places around the state to help try to find that right balance between people enjoying public lands and wildlife having easy and stress-free access to their habitat.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been collaborating with Aspen Journalism to report on biodiversity in the Roaring Fork Valley.